smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sig. Written by Paul Reimer and brought to you each weekday by the makers of Crisco. Well, sir, it's early evening as our scene opens now, and here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Cook. Vic is established at the library table, playing himself a somewhat low-pressure game of solitaire, while Sade, in her husband's easy chair, peruses the newspaper. And at length...
Read the Daily Little Love Story.
I never read the Daily Little Love Story.
Kind of cute tonight.
You're kind of cute your own self.
I ever tell you Bess reads the same Daily Little Love Story?
Uh-uh.
She does. They're printed in the Freeport paper.
I hear burglars in the kitchen.
Hi.
Hi. I know what I ought to do.
What?
Oh, write a letter to Dottie Brain Fever. There's never very much to say to Dottie. Person says, I'm fine, how are you, and can't think of anything else.
Everybody home, are they?
Not at all. I'm in Peoria, and your mother's in Moline.
Mr. and Mrs. Grayson are from Moline. He's got a sister living there.
I refuse to believe such sensational news.
Oh, what's the matter with me tonight? Sleepy as a horse.
You look bright-eyed and expectant, George.
I'd like to make an announcement and then ask a favor.
Okay.
Something on your chin, George. Look. Well, goodness.
I know somebody whose eyelids are getting pretty heavy.
Golly, yes.
Hi, ho, hi, hey. It's you for Blanket Bay.
Yeah, unless I collapse before I even get upstairs. What'd you start to say, Willie?
I want to make an announcement and then ask a favor.
All right.
On second thought, I believe I'll put the shoe on the other foot and ask the favor first.
Hmm.
I'd like permission to skip school tomorrow.
Ha-ha.
I'd like permission to skip school tomorrow to witness one of the most unusual sights in the history of civilization.
Smelly Clark, I'm going to dive off the People's Bank building into a bottle of ink.
My Sunday school teacher is going to tear up the street.
What's this now?
My Sunday school teacher, Miss Nagel, is going to tear up Lee Street alone and single-handed.
Well, the trash you come home with. Person wouldn't believe the wild nonsense.
It's not trash, and it's not wild nonsense. It's the absolute truth, or I don't stand 7 feet high. You know where Miss Nagel lives there on Lee Street?
Yeah.
The block between Market and Monroe?
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, Miss Nagel starts to work tearing up that block.
She is a destructive lady.
As far as I know, she's the only lady in the history of the world that ever tore up a city street, and single-handed. I see you people have got skeptical expressions on your faces, but in a minute you'll realize... Most likely Bluetooth Johnson.
Oh, Ruthie, I haven't seen or heard from her all day.
It might be some beautiful woman, heavily veiled and greatly agitated, yearning for the love of old Vic.
Hello? Ah, yes, Bluetooth. Bluetooth Johnson.
Sweetie.
I just said to my folks I bet it was Bluetooth. Yeah. Oh?
You know what I feel like?
Yeah.
An apple.
Well, where'd you hear that, Bluetooth?
Funny how a person will all of a sudden and for no particular reason feel like something. It popped in my head out of a clear sky, an apple would taste good.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry or anything. Goodness, I only just had supper.
We got any apples?
No.
By George, that's mighty interesting information, Bluetooth. Yes, indeed. Well, I'm not sure whether I'll be able to get permission or not. I'm discussing the matter with my folks now. Well, thanks very much for calling, Bluetooth. You bet, fella. So long. Rooster Davis's big brother Rotten's going to be foreman when Miss Nagel tears up the street tomorrow.
Oh, what is this craziness?
If you'll let me explain, you'll see there's no craziness to it.
Go ahead.
That block on Lee Street between Market and Monroe where Miss Nagel lives needs to be torn up. The regular street gang is busy on a job out by the ballpark. Miss Nagel heard about the situation and volunteered her services. The city accepted them. There's the story in a nutshell. If you don't believe it, telephone Miss Nagel.
All by herself, she's going to tear up the street.
All by herself, she's going to tear up the street.
My land.
And she figures she can do it in one day. She's all beef, you know. Strictly all beef.
Mm-hmm.
Ordinarily, they have a gang of 7 or 8 men. But not this trip. Miss Nagel and only Miss Nagel. She'll make the bricks fly. She's the dandiest Sunday school teacher that ever come down the pike.
You're not giving us a delicious helping of axle grease, are you, Margaret?
Telephone Miss Nagel. Check on it.
Hmm.
Most likely the first lady in the history of civilization to tear up a public street.
What was that about Rooster Davis's big brother Rotten? Is he going to help her?
No. He's got the job of foreman. Foremen don't work. They're not allowed to work. Foremen just sit on a barrel and smoke their cigar and watch. You've seen...
Telephone's ringing.
Most probably likely Bluetooth Johnson.
I bet a nickel it is Bluetooth Johnson.
I sure hope so.
Hello? Yes, Bluetooth. Bluetooth Johnson.
Please, heaven.
I just told my father and mother I bet it was Bluetooth again, Bluetooth. Yeah.
Now that I thought of an apple, I can't get apples out of my head.
Life plays funny tricks.
Well, good for him. That's fine.
Like in the picture show the other evening. I all of a sudden wished I had a glass of lemonade.
Mm.
Would have paid a quarter for a glass of lemonade.
Mm.
Quite blue, Tootooth. I mean, quite true, Blue Tooth.
Oh.
That's right.
Get off my foot, Faith. Get off my foot, Faith.
Yeah.
Well, no, I haven't got permission yet, Blue Tooth. We're still discussing the matter. Well, I'll leave you know. Okay, fella. You bet. Goodbye. Hank Gustav's got the job of holding the flag when Miss Nagel tears up Lee Street tomorrow.
Huh?
He sits on a barrel and holds his red flag and tells automobilists to use some other thoroughfare.
You're good and sure this ain't all foolishness.
Telephone Miss Nagel. Check on it.
Young girl mixed up in such wild trash.
She may be a young girl, but she's husky as a horse.
Mm.
She's all beef.
Mm.
Strictly all beef.
Mm.
I told you about how she lifted the front end of Fat Peterson's sedan. And you saw her yourself go to give Harry Foster a friendly slap on the back out in Miller Park that Sunday and knock him clean over a picnic table.
Mm-hmm.
Why, she can chin herself 20 times.
Thought it was 19.
She broke her own record just last week.
Huh.
I tell you, the woman's all beef.
Mm-hmm.
Strictly all beef.
Hmm.
Well, will she get all the money they'd ordinarily pay the regular street gang?
I'm not quite sure about that. I imagine she's made some satisfactory deal with the city.
Hmm.
The first woman in the history of civilization to tear up the public street.
Hmm.
And single-handed.
Rooster Davis's big brother Rotten and Hank Gutstop will probably lend her a hand.
Well, they can't. Rooster Davis's big brother Rotten, as foreman, isn't allowed to lift his little finger. He sits on a barrel and watches. Hank Gutstop, as flag holder, holds his flag and nothing else. He sits on a barrel and hollers at automobilists to take some of their thoroughfare. I wouldn't be surprised at what it's Bluetooth.
Bluetooth is a wonderful man.
Hello? Yes, Bluetooth.
Bluetooth Johnson.
Sure. I just told my folks I bet it was Bluetooth again, Bluetooth.
I still wish I had that apple.
Should I go out in a bit of cold and get you one?
Nah.
Well, what do you know about that, Bluetooth? Miss Nagel herself probably got him the job. Sure. Sure. Uh-huh. Well, that's mighty interesting information and no mistake. Sure is. You bet. Huh? Well, I'll talk to my father and mother and see what they say and leave you know in the morning. Yeah. Okay, Bluetooth, and thanks for calling. That's all. Goodbye. Miss Nagel got her gentleman friend, Michigan Fishigan, from Michigan, Michigan, a job.
Oh?
He's going to be water boy tomorrow.
Well?
I think it pays 40 cents an hour.
He can help with the work.
No, sir. His duty is to give Miss Nagel a dipper full of water every time she gets thirsty. The rest of the time, he sits on a barrel. That's the law. The law states that all street gangs have to have a foreman, a flag holder, and a water boy. It also states that none of them is supposed to do a single thing aside from the duties attached to their office.
That'll be a stimulating sight tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Three big husky halfwits loafing around on barrels while one frail girl rips bricks up out of the street.
Frail girl, nothing. Nagel is all beef.
Mm.
Strictly all beef.
Mm.
Well, how about it? You people certainly won't refuse.
You're not going to miss any school, Willie.
In a situation like this where for the first time in history...
You can go watch Miss Nagel before school takes up in the morning. You can go watch her all tomorrow noon and when school lets out.
Hey, that's the ticket, William.
You can't be swayed in that decision, Mom?
No.
I was more or less prepared it'd turn out this way.
Then there's no need to be heartbroken.
Oh.
I may stroll over in the direction of Lee Street myself sometime tomorrow.
The first woman in the history of civilization to tear up the public street.
Mm.
And single-handed.
Mm.
Miss Nagel is all beef.
Mm.
Strictly all beef.
Mm.
Strictly, strictly. All beef.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. Do you want this to happen?
Will Daddy be wearing his uniform when he comes home?
He's not coming home, dear. Not for a long time.
Not even for Christmas, Mommy?
No, dear.
You see, he can't get a seat on the train at Christmas time. And right after that, he's going far, far away.
Or this? Yes?
Ready with your call to California.
Oh. Hello, Mom? Say, I guess I won't get to see you before I leave. Yeah, I got the furlough all right, but gosh, it looks like the whole country's traveling this Christmas. I can't get a seat on the train. What? No, I tried the buses and they're jammed too. And Mom, I'll be going over right after, so it looks like this is goodbye.
Well, folks, I put it up to you. Could you have that on your conscience? Could you make a pleasure trip anywhere this Christmas time, knowing that when you do, you deprive some soldier of his last chance of seeing his family? You see, for every civilian that occupies a seat on a train or a bus or a plane this Christmas time, some soldier is going to stay in camp. He is going to miss a final visit with those he loves before he goes overseas. We have just so much equipment for transportation. What we have cannot be replaced. It must last us throughout the war. And a major portion of that equipment, of course, must be reserved for use that is essential to the war. Moving troops, shipping tanks, guns, food, getting workers in vital war industries from one spot to another. The little equipment that's left must be rigidly conserved. Conserved for important business trips, emergency sick calls civilians may need to make, between now and the end of the war. So don't travel this Christmas time. Unless you must. Remember, some soldier may miss his last visit home if you're occupying a seat on a bus or a train. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Save the next time. This is Ed Roberts speaking.